We are learning with Sechel Chulin, Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. We are starting 15 lines down Mem Dalid Amud Aleph, almost halfway down the Amud. The first words on the line are Shchitahu V'Ka'amar, at the end of that line. We just finished saying, according to Rav, that the Torvetz HaVeshet, which means the beginning of the Veshet near the throat, it's not all Makam Shchita. They all have a Psol Mashu there, if it gets a hole, has then a Veshet, but it doesn't have all din, they can make a Shchita there. So where exactly in the Veshet is the Makam Shchita? If it's not the entire Veshet, so which part is a place where you like to Shchita, where you can't do Shchita? So we're going to go the beginning of the Veshet and the Veshet. The Veshet starts by the throat, where the behemoth eats, and it ends in the stomach. It's a very long pipe. So where in this pipe is the Makam Shchita Lamaisa? Lamaila Ad Kama, on top, till where you can do Shchita, until the mouth. Amar Rav Nachman, Ad Kedei Tfisas Yad. Until Tfisas Yad, which Rashi learns it means three or four fingers. You put three or four fingers from the throat of the Veshet, after that you can do Shchita. Tosfos points out that the Ramask Kedei Tfisas Yad, Pirs Rekuntris Arba Etzbois, Tema the Ba'if Mai, Ba'if, if you do four Etzbois, it'll be pretty, you'll be past the neck. Pirs Rekuntris Arba Etzbois, Arba Etzbois, Bera'imim, by a big cow, a big behemoth, a big ox. There's four etzbois. Depends how big it is. And Bahag says two etzbois, and that's Divrei Kabbalah. The two etzbois, that's the shear. That's where you do the shechita by two etzbois. Kaponim, one of Lamaila, how far Lamaila? You can't just start from the beginning of Torah Tzaveshet. You do from the, you basically do from two fingers on, that's where the shechita is done. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, La halacha, it's a simon chaf sif beis. So there, it's mevuyer that you do uveshet mitzchelas hamakom shchitim vayisam mitzkayis. Where you do shchita from? So there, there's some say the rech of dalat boyers. The kabbal biyarakad moinim that you bend down the ear until the back of the payment. That's where you find how to do it. It's a simon. I in the shulchan aruch exactly where to start. From the shchita, the four etzbois, two etzbois, you bend down the ear. I in shom. That's when it comes to the beginning. Lamata ad kama, until where could you do shchita? Amar Nachman Ravua, akedei sheyasir. Until it starts getting hairy inside, which means that's the keres, that's the stomach. The stomach has hair inside the stomach, which helps it digest the food. And so until it gets to that area, it's not considered a stomach, it's considered a veshet. So the veshet is very, very long. It starts from three, four etzbois from the throat. After that starts the veshet until the stomach. This is one of the kashas when people say that a giraffe, you don't know where makam shchita is. The makam shchita is a lot of space. The whole veshet and the whole kana is all makam shchita, besides for a few different places. The shipa kaiva and the lung. But everything else in between is part of the shchita. So it's very easy to find the makam shchita. You have a lot of space. Freitimar kasha, how can you say that the veshet goes all into the stomach? Ain't even Amar Ravina Amar VaAmar Ravina Amar Gneiva Mishmei Derav. Ravina said that Gneiva said Mishmei Derav. Tefach beveshet somach lekeres zeo keres apnimi. The last tefach of the veshet near the stomach is already considered the keres apnimi. Lafuka the keres achitzan, because they have different dinim legabe trei for the keres apnimi keres achitzan. So you see the tefach. But veshet asamach lekeres already is called the stomach. You're telling me the stomach only starts when it gets to here, which pashas means the stomach itself. Here already he says the last tefach of the veshet is considered the stomach. Amai kashachet bekeres kashachet. If you tell me la shchita there, you're shechting on the stomach. So Gemara says, Ema will read Rav like this. Ema tefach bekeres samach leveshet zeo keres pnimi. Of course, the stomach only starts from the stomach itself. It gets here. But it means the first tefach of the stomach is considered the pnimi, and the rest is considered the chitzoin. Because the nafkmina is gabe the din of treifas. The keres pnimi, even a small hole, has a din of a treifa. But mashenkin, the keres hachitzoina, is kriyas rubai. Now, why is it be called a keres pnimi, the first tefach of it? The reason is because that's hiding under the ribs, so therefore it's called a pnimi. It's inside the ribs. But kaponim, he never meant the pipe itself. He meant the first tefach of the keres. That's what's called the keres apnimi, not the last tefach of the pipe. No, he means to say the last tefach of the pipe, but there are certain animals where the ear gets here already. By an ox, the masir tefes, a lot of here, and it even has here in the veshet by the first tefach after the keres. It has this here, and therefore, taka, that will be considered a keres, because we said only do shchita until the makim when it starts getting here. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Torbritz HaVeshet, Shnitza Kulay Melechi. Let's say the whole Veshet, got dislodged from the lechi. It got detached from the lechi. So now it's not attached to the lechi anymore. The halacha is it's kosher. It's a chiddush. Even though it's torn out, but it's not torn in the middle of it. The vesh is completely intact. But it's torn out from its connection to the jaw. The halacha is it's kosher. And he says, I have a mishnah like me. The Tana Tuna, the mishnah says, Nita the lechi atachta. The lechi atachta was taken out. It's kosher. It's kosher. So I have a first mishnah like me. Maskler, Rapapa, Rapapa has a kasha on Shmuel. Maskler, Rapapa, Ikur Simonim. There's a halacha of Ikur Simonim. Now, where this halacha is exactly, Tosis is very busy with it. But according to Rashi, it's one of the five psulei shchita. There's agroma, chaloda. One of them is ikor. Ikor means that the simen is ripped out. That's one of the five psulei shchita. So here it's ikor because it's ripped out. So chayra, he asks, how can you say it's kosher? There's ikor here. I'm going to ask. I mean, Shmuel has a mishnah. Rav Papa kashim as nisim nita lechi atachten kosher. So if you have a problem of ikor, what happened to the mishnah? So tomorrow, no, because Mishlam Masdisim, Rapapa like Kasha, Hod Ikri Ikri, Hod Igum Ugmi, Malu Simonim. There's two cases. One case is ripped out of the Lechi and off the Basar. But it's not a case, just the Lechi was removed, but it's still attached to the Basar, to the meat. If you just remove surgically the piece of bone of the Lechi, it's very possible that it's still in its place, the Veshet, and it's attached to the Basar, to the meat, to the Basar of the Behemah. Masha Inkin, if you pull it out, so then it's pulled out from everything. So Shmuel said that even if it's a nitel kuloi melechi, it's still kosher, that's more than nitel lechi atachtan. If you take off the lechi, it's still attached to the basa. But if it's ikur ukri, then it's a problem. So it's kasha, it's be ikur. El Shmuel kasha. So tomorrow, loy teima kuloi le merubai. The case of Shmuel was matter, as long as it's right. It was a little bit attached still. And a little attached, it's still kosher because it could grow back. If a simonim got ripped out beroyv, it's treifa. So you see, klar that he holds there's a dadlu beruban. It's taken out beroyv, it's treifa. It depends how it was detached. Had ikvelik pule, has the mefruki ifrik. That if it's ikvelik pule, which means it's peeled off, so then. If it's still left a little bit, so since it's naturally and easily shaved off the roiv of it, but the miyat is there intact in one place and complete, then it'll grow back. Masheke ifrugubi means it was pulled out very violently, and therefore even though it has a little bit of threads here and there, but it's not going to grow back. It's basically ripped out. It's just beroiv because it has some threads attached still. But really, it's not really going to grow back because it's ripped all across the whole place. It just has a few threads attaching it. That's not enough. Mashenkin, if it just peeled off and then the last part is completely attached, that's better and it'll grow back. So therefore, Shmuel says kosher where it wasn't taken off violently. It's just taken off right, but it just peeled off right, but the rest is a little bit meat to stay there. But if you pull it violently, there will be a trefa, and that's the case of nedal gulubarubun trefa, means where it's pulled off violently, it just has a little bit of threads, that's not enough, and there will be a trefa.